This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, United States retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you this Wednesday. I missed you last week, although I had a fulfilling Veterans Week. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. You had things that you had to do, and I got that, and I understand that. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and
to the Republic
for which it stands
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we
emphasize
those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, we're going to start with something that was a hotbed topic come Monday morning. Over in Oklahoma, the governor signed a memo which he included the National Guard in Oklahoma, that they no longer needed to get vaccinated. It was a personal opinion, it was a personal choice. And he says, I hereby order that no Oklahoma Guardsman can be required to take the COVID-19 vaccine, notwithstanding any other federal requirement. Also, the general, the commanding general who just took office last week in Oklahoma, reiterated the same thing. He said, additionally, no negative administration nor legal action will be taken against the Guardsman who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. So we've got the DOD coming back. Lloyd Austin saying that the Pentagon does have the authority to require the Oklahoma National Guard to have to follow the vaccine mandate, and there could be penalties down the line.
Yeah, and Pentagon spokesman, Department of Defense Kirby, also came out and reiterated that same comment. I don't think it's that simple. Of course, the administration, given the stance it's taken on mandates and its government overreach, it had to come out and say those things. But the fact that we have a state, and certainly there's been many states and many legislatures and governors that have been very forthright about taking a conservative liberty viewpoint on this with regard to mandates. Oklahoma certainly stood out because that was pretty plain spoken. There's no mincing of words. And so it left the administration in a position to where the Secretary of Defense and the Department of Defense spokesman had to come out and say something about that. So this is setting us up for something that I don't think is just cut and dry. I think that there is legal recourse for Oklahoma, and I think most certainly that this is something that will will likely lead to exactly that. And me personally, I'm championing the Oklahoma governor and the National Guard commander in Oklahoma.
Well, we'll know soon enough because this is all going to come to a head. And there was a lawsuit yesterday that was tossed out, one of Sidney Powell's cases, where she was trying to do something on behalf of federal employees, and her case got tossed. So, you know, back to square one.
Yeah, well, you know, you talk of Sidney Powell, of course, everything is either pro or anti-Trump these days, and that's the card that the left continues to play. So that is one disadvantage that Sidney Powell might have suffered, as good a lawyer as she might be, is having that association. This is a little bit different when you have an institution like the National Guard. And as you pointed out earlier in your show, Oklahoma's got a backup program here. They've got an actual state militia in addition to the National Guard,
yep.
Which is much what the founders had envisioned when they referred to a militia as opposed to the National Guard, which can be federalized and is subject to some federal rules, even though it generally belongs to the state and the governor.
Yep. And we'll see where that goes, because their certification process, they are certified as a state militia. They do function. A lot of hurricanes and whatnot, or hurricanes, just me, a lot of tornadoes there. If the National Guard doesn't have somebody, the militia steps in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Now, we're going to run up on a break, so I'm just going to tease this. We are definitely going to be talking about Kyle Rittenhouse and the trial as we all sit here waiting to hear what's going to happen. The longer it takes, the better it is for him, I guess, because I'm thinking the jury is hung.
Yeah, it may well be. And I'm not as taken back by their, after just 45 minutes of deliberations, coming back to judge and asking for clarification. I think that could be a good sign,
mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting to see. Will there actually be a verdict rendered? And if so, will it lead to appeals and all that? So, yeah, just because the trial is over doesn't mean the story is over.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got some groups that are starting to stack themselves up in Kenosha. The Democratic Communists are there, as well as elements of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa are there. And we know that any of that is not going to go very, very pretty, is it?
No, and there's a small contingent of folks to support him and for that freedom.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from all through the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way up into upstate New York, as well as over into the upper Midwest, all the way up into Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and as far west as, get this, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. Their policy is whatever it takes, and it's whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, it starts with Moss Care. Gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market, is something you want to check out. The interior has been made bigger, and it's got as much room on the inside as a Murano does. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home to the You Serve, You Save package, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand new location in Brooksville, Florida, be open in a couple of months. Now, online, check them out, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com, and don't forget to tell them, Captain sent you either. All righty. Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright is with us right now. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure. Now, you can't make this stuff up. National Public Radio is not happy because the wrong type of color, their words, not mine, was elected Boston's mayor.
Yeah, you know, when I saw that bullet that you provided on your talking points for what you're going to talk about here on the show, I'm like you. It's stunning. I shouldn't be. None of us should be surprised at anything that we hear from the left. And, of course, National Public Radio is a proprietor of the left.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to do that, of course, they long ago gave up any sense of being any journalistic integrity or anything like that. But that's an astounding thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in matters of race, there are astounding things said on a daily basis. And I continue to be disappointed, but I'm no longer surprised.
Well, I'm with you. And, Colonel, all they had to do, and this is an Asian woman, okay, an American Asian woman who got elected mayor. Kudos to her for doing that. She was a better candidate. She got more votes than the other people. And for them to throw this out there, they're absolute morons.
Yeah, it's astounding for some reason that whites and Asians are fair game and nobody seems to bat an eye as long as the black versus white message is out there out front. And so, yeah, that's incredibly disappointing that they would do that. But, I read up about her when she first appointed. I thought, wow, this is pretty good choice. She's qualified and all that. But qualifications don't matter in the current tone of things on the left. It isn't about qualifications. It's about what we said that we weren't about as a nation is the color of your skin, and that's what counts. And I know that Martin Luther King and you look for the content of your character, not the color of your skin. That has been disregarded and is no longer a driving influence on any kind of racial discussion in our nation because of this that kind of nonsense.
Well, that's true. Now, China's president and our president had a little chat for several hours via television, Zoom, or whatever it was they were doing. And then all of a sudden, late yesterday, China issued a new round of threats to the United States.
And why should anybody be surprised? Listen, this virtual summit, by every measure, China came out on top there. The administration gained nothing. And I've read articles on the left and the right, and even on the left, it's hard to softplay this. About the best I could say is, well, nothing really solid came out, but it's a sign that things are going to improve between them. Well, from China's perspective and the Chinese Communist Party's perspective, sure they improved. Because right off the bat, Biden made a point. And he didn't have to say this. He could have kept it close to his vest about, oh, we don't want an independent Taiwan and things like that. You didn't have to say that because right away, you're sending a signal and say, hey, chairman of the Communist Party of China, I'm ready to roll over and do whatever you want to do. And I know you're going to come away from this with all kinds of propaganda saying how you're so happy things are turning out well here and we're glad to be working with my good friend, Joe Biden, from the United States. And, of course, even that idea about him being a good friend is something that was downplayed by the administration, despite much commentary to the contrary in the past couple of years, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, we'll just have to roll with that and see where we go because China's not going to be nice to anybody. They want complete dominance of the South China Sea. We all know that.
China first.
Yeah. Yep.
China first.
Yep, and we need to be America first, and the sooner the better. But anyway, here's an interesting one, which I found interesting because of where I'm going to go with this. Fox News dominated basic cable, and they were just so far out in front of everybody else that it didn't really matter. But MSNBC finished behind 29 other networks amongst the coveted advertiser demo model. They're losing advertisers, they're losing viewers. There's nights where they don't have 100,000 people watching their shows, and that's a fact, okay? That's a fact. And there's many nights where we have a lot more than that listening to us on the radio.
There you go. Yeah, as long as free enterprise and people have a choice in these things and what they're going to listen to and all that, they definitely need to wake up. And you got to know inside the boardrooms, they are frantic and sweating bullets. Publicly, they're not going to do that, but they've got to make an adjustment because this is a long-going trend, and it's getting worse, not better for them. So there's got to be a wake-up out there. They got to do some serious assessment, and some heads will roll. But even when that occurs, it's going to be an admission that, hey, we've kind of been screwed up for a long time here. Mm-hmm. So how they can how they're going to play that card is going to be interesting to see.
Now, my MSNBC reference is because of where I'm going next. MSNBC host Joy Reid scolded Americans for Joe Biden's low approval numbers after they received their $2,000 stimulus checks.
Yeah. Well, that goes back into you can't make this stuff up category, doesn't it? That a quote-unquote journalist or somebody for a network that's supposed to portray stories, but there you go. That explains in a nutshell why they're struggling. Because if you're going to tell your audience to scold your audience, the majority of Americans, to tell them shame on you, why aren't you more like me out there advocating for the current administration and shoring them up? That's a losing proposition for them. So I don't know. Maybe Joy needs to be one of the first heads to roll. We'll see.
Yeah, well, it would be nice. Let her go back to selling shoes at a Shoe Mart or something.
If you're a certain gender and color, it makes it very difficult for a network like MSNBC to have to do what they know they need to do for their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I get you, and that's what they're doing is they're watching the different groups there. She has a following, I suppose, amongst certain people, but it's not much of a following because she's the low number on the totem pole over there. Well, actually, she's not. Hugh Hewitt has the worst ratings over at MSNBC with the weekly show that he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Now, Russia, I believe, is the largest occupier of land in the continent of Asia. Is that true?
If you take out their section of Asia, of course, you know what? Yeah, I think in terms of acreage and all that, that would absolutely be true, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about Asians, we're talking about people that live in Asia, the continent of Asia.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not that there's a new country called Asia or something like that. And, of course, all that came from National Public Radio, so they had a problem with that. All right, well, Colonel, you're going to stick around for an extra segment. I'm glad to hear that. Hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
What happens when the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, appears to have lied to Congress? That's what Americans are waking up to this morning. A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News.
He either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us, and we need to have him back, plain and simple.
Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse continue Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his trial. Last summer, protesters became rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and burned the city where Mr. Rittenhouse's father lives. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And let me tell you where I'm going to be Saturday this week. I'm going to be in Largo at the Largo Gun Show, which is going to be extremely interesting because it's going to include a lot of antique and military items to include not only guns, but militaria, which could be swords, it could be knives, it could be patches, it could be helmets, it could be vests, it could be whatever. And it'll be from the Revolutionary War times all the way up until about Vietnam, maybe a little bit sooner than that. But everything in between, there'll be a lot of that there. A lot of collectors will be there. And for those of you that want to see that, you'll be able to see it. Now, it's going to be at the Largo Event Center, which is formerly the Mid-Reg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Now, Saturday, their hours are 9 to 5. Sunday, their hours are 9 to 3. And don't forget, they have the concealed carry class each day, too. Now, I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 3, so I look forward to seeing many of you there. And don't forget that there's free parking there, and active duty military get in free with an ID. Active fire and police get in free with an ID. If you're 16 and under, you get in free. And all veterans or retired law enforcement get $1 off with your ID. And don't forget, the ticket, which is good for 2 days, costs $10. Regular price, 17 and over. So there you go. And back to retired Lieutenant Colonel U.S. Army Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. You had me checking my calendar just now to see what I could maneuver around this weekend to make my way to Largo. It was that good to hear that.
Well, I'm telling you, this is going to be the real deal, and there's a lot of collector's items there that you're not going to see anywhere than there.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me say something here. You know who the Department of Homeland Security Secretary is, right, Mr. Mayorkas?
Oh, yes.
Either he's a moron or he's the dumbest person that ever came across the face of the planet with some of the comments that he's been making. He got drilled yesterday by Senator Cruz and Senator Mike Lee and this, that, and the other, asked about different things. And here's what he said, and I couldn't believe it, and I still don't believe it. The great majority of migrants caught crossing the U.S. border show up when they're given their immigration hearings.
How you can, I think, moron. I'm sorry, that's what showed up in neon lights for me when I heard about him saying exactly that. Holy smokes.
It's not true.
I didn't expect anybody to say something demonstrably false like that.
It's just not true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lie. He lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
well,
the first.
We shouldn't be, we should just take that with a grain of salt, I guess. By the way, Jen Psaki says, well, the Dems' next bill will lower costs. And Wolf Blitzer says, how's the bill going to cut the cost of gasoline? They're talking about the Build Back Better bill. It's not, because this Janet Grantham, the Secretary of Energy, she was shown yesterday in a 2018 video where she sang a song about the end of gasoline and fossil fuels.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, we've known that. But, and look what's going on in Michigan or a former state like that. Even they up there are waking up to that. Not woke, but waking up to that. But, it's astounding. But, you know, I don't know, maybe Jen is suffering a little bit from post-COVID syndrome here.
Mm-hmm.
But even before she tested positive for COVID, she was saying amazing things. But she's got that insufferable job to where she's actually paid to have to defend the indefensible on an almost daily basis.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the rumors, which may be more than rumors, according to Chad Pergram from Fox News, who read a cryptic message he got from the Democrats about how they were going to replace the vice president, namely Kamala Harris? Who they're going to replace her with, I don't know, but I've heard the talk for a couple of months now about her going, because she's not toeing the line, so to speak. They wanted her to actually be in charge of the border and look like she was doing something. She's pretty much shunned that responsibility and stayed away from it.
Yeah, I think it's plus, I don't think she really got the right instructions there, and she's not being made to toe the line from their perspective, but I think it's a mix of she's incompetent, which should not have surprised anybody. Of all the poor choices that Biden could have made for his vice president, she was the worst, and she won that lottery. And so now they're saying, hey, how do we get our lottery money back and work out? So to what extent that they're is serious that they're looking to move her, but for sure it's undeniable that she is not an asset. I mean, when you're the vice president, your approval ratings start to dip below the abysmal approval ratings of your boss, the president. Hey, it's time to start looking at what you're going to do beyond your current job, whatever that'll be. I just hope it's something where she can, where we as a nation don't suffer much more damage than we already are.
Well, our country is waking up to everything that's happening around it. It's obvious. The numbers prove that. For example, the latest Rasmussen Report survey just said likely voters favor Republicans over Democrats by 13 points, 51 to 38. The survey also found that Democrats are only favored over Republicans amongst the younger voters, black people, Democrats, and liberals. Now, there is a huge 22-point advantage amongst independents who would choose a generic Republican over any generic Democrat by a margin of 48 to 26.
Yeah, and the other bad news story is that the interest for midterm elections here next year is, I think it's going to be, is at a historical high.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people say the number of votes that were cast in the presidential election right there, it couldn't have been a lot of fun, but Clearly there is. And it's not just amongst Republicans, although there's a lot more excitement about amongst the Republicans to do that. But, yeah, the independents, that's the key, because they're the ones that make difference in many states, in many elections. And that is what it's all going to be about. It's going to be politics is local. It's going to be those local congressional districts. And you have every other day we have another Democrat that says, hey, I'm going to hang it up. There's been some Republicans, of course, some of who probably are past due to do that, and Democrats as well. So that doesn't bode well when longstanding folks said if they had chose to run again, probably could win, and they're choosing not to. So it'll be interesting. I'm pretty confident that we're going to change over in the House, if not the Senate as well. And that's going to change the complexity. Biden is suffering and having a hard time functioning mm-hmm. as president now with a Congress and a media working on his behalf. But if that turns the other way, that'll challenge a great deal. And hopefully it'll be for the better. Hopefully we'll be able to turn around and recapture some of the good and conserve some of the good that we were starting to achieve and look back and do things. So wait and see.
All right, well, Colonel, we've come to the end of the segment here, and I'm going to leave you enough time. Tell us how we can find out more about you and what you do.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. I do a lot of veterans things, and I try to get out and about and cover those things. But I am chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus here, which is part of the state Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. And we will be lobbying on the 17th to 18th of January up in Tallahassee. And we have folks already there. And during the special session, we're paying a great deal of attention to that. In fact, I'll be talking to our local state delegation here on the 23rd of November, advocating for the things that we want to make sure happen and that we that our Republicans in the legislature don't fudge on. And give there are some things they shouldn't give an inch on, and we'll be fighting for it to the best of our ability.
All righty, and I had a question that came in here, but it's too long to ask, but we got to go. So I will talk to you again next week, my friend.
Okay, Captain. If I don't see you before then, see you next week on air.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, and we appreciate him very much. And I'm going to just read this question. It's from Paul in Sacramento. He's saying, what would happen if China invaded Taiwan? Now, would it actually? How would it actually play out? How would the United States react? It must have been in a room when they tried to do war games scenario. Probably, but I'll try to answer that as best I can. I don't think we're going to do much of anything. I don't think this president, this regime, wants to do anything anymore with our military other than say, look at us, we got a bunch of ships, we got a bunch of paratroopers, we got a bunch of tanks, and we want to keep them. That's just my thought. I hope I'm wrong. But anyway, I'll be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
O'clock in the morning, and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Gallagher, sir. And by the way, I'm doing your show prep for you again, so you're welcome. There's some truth to that. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now again, don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, we've got the consumer quarterback on the line here, Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Brandon.
Hey, how are you, Captain?
Not bad. Listen, there's more and more of these darn ripoffs hitting the people out there. It's Medicare season right now, right?
Yes, I've seen that all over TV and everything.
And they are sending out fake emails, junk emails, to make it look like it's the Medicare people contacting people to give them information, send us your emails, your information, blah, 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 blah. We'll give you this, we'll give you that. And what they're doing is they're phishing. They're trying to get names so they can solicit people. And you got to be careful. I don't know how these people get these names. I don't know who sells them the names for email and telephone numbers and all that stuff. But I am constantly blocking numbers for people calling up trying to sell everything from Medicare to supplemental vitamins to whatever.
Yeah, and they also they come across with text messages, too. I get a lot of different links that are texted to me. So the general rule is don't click on a link unless you know where the source is at for sure. And you got to be real careful because, like you said, they're just phishing. They're looking for information, and they're going to try to compile personal information from you. And most harming would be give them, of course, your personal information, social security number, things like that. And also they're going to ask for payment of some sort as well. In some of the scams, they'll ask for payment, a small amount to unlock a bigger amount that you've won or something like that, or a long-lost relative that needs money that's out of jail, but to get them out of jail or back on an airplane. So, yeah, this, you got to be diligent about these different types of, especially the tech side.
Yeah. Issues. And the other thing is, this just started in the last week or two. This is Josie Fedozzi, and I just won the lottery, and I've got all this money, and you're one of my friends on Facebook, and I want to give you some money, and you send me blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and all that. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of the old doctrine, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is. So those are just another form of a phishing scheme. You got to be super careful about the way you handle those things. And it's digital, you know, so the digital stuff, you got to really have a heightened sense mm-hmm. of awareness around those types mm-hmm. of folks.
Now, houses. Let's talk about houses for a minute. One of my neighbors just had the title on their house changed to another person's name, and somebody came and said, oh, there's someone living here. I just bought this place. So what do you mean you just bought this place? Well, I just bought it from XYZ Realtor, and they've already got my money, and I'm ready to move in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's something that's a big fraudulent area that's happening more and more these days. What happens is you have scam artists that are really good at what they do, and that is fraudulently forging documents, and they also will record satisfaction of mortgages, take out loans against the property. They're going to be doing that, and it's, there's also another case that was just uncovered in Pinellas County with an investor that sold some properties to another buyer, and the title company that we work with actually caught it, and they were able to get the wire back for that client. But, yeah, there's a lot of fraud going on in that area, and it's kind of an in-between space for the FBI because it's not as big a crime as they would like for it to be involved. I think it's got to be somewhere around $1 million for them to get involved with certain things. But there's something you could do about it. Pinellas County, for example, has a fraud alert system. So for Pinellas County, and I would imagine other counties have it as well, you can go to Pinellas property. Just do a search for Pinellas Property Fraud Alert, and then you can set it up to protect you and your home just by putting in your name.
And I would imagine you'd find that in whatever county you lived in around the country. Remember, this is a national show, and we're talking to people like out in California, up in Montana, over in Nebraska, whatever. But here's the thing, okay, folks, if you've got a problem and you can't get an answer to it, Brandon Rimes is a consumer quarterback. And you have a number people can call. I've heard you mention it several times on your show. You have a number that people can call. And if you can't do anything else, you might be able to point them in the right direction, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've been on air for almost 9 years now, serving as a consumer advocate. So everything we do is all about helping people understand their buying decisions, making them more street smart, helping them avoid scams, avoid commission-based advice. So, yeah, all they have to do is reach out. There's a couple different ways they can. Reach out. Our direct line is 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line, 813-917-1894. And brimes@kw.com is our direct email, brimes@kw.com, and just submit your questions there as well. ConsumerQB.com is the website as well. We love to help people. That's what we do.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the program, and we'll talk to you again next week. So stay low.
All righty. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback. And again, the website, ConsumerQB.com. ConsumerQB.com. Go over there and check it out. Well, folks, are you ready? Here comes 60 Seconds with Todd starting right now. Go.
Let's get down to business. If I had a three-hour show, we got 50 million listeners on our radio station, okay? Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent of all charges, okay? Of all charges. When someone puts a Glock in your face, okay, shoot to kill like he did. God bless him. He's innocent of all charges. And let me tell you, see Black Lives Matter and Antifa out there screaming because the judge didn't tell them. You get the freak out of the, off the property and go, that's exactly what they did on January 6th. That's exactly what they did. They infiltrated, and those people that walked up the steps are Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you numbnuts. And that goes for Hannity and the rest, you soft conservatives who don't call them. You don't know. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. Get out of it. God, Trump has had 100 rallies. Let me tell you something else. Yesterday, I was on the guy that follows this show. Okay, this show's up here. That show's down there. And Doughboy Chris Christie was there. And I said, let me tell you something. Donald Trump's the only president that kept his promises. Donald Trump had the lowest unemployment for blacks in American history. Donald Trump had low gas prices and energy independence. Donald Trump didn't let anybody come across the border and secured the border, okay, and protected the American family first, the American people, while Joe Biden sells us out. Trump, I want you to sue. There's $110 billion in infrastructure alone. The rest is a boondoggle. I want you to sue personally, and we'll all sign a petition and contribute.
10 seconds.
We're not paying for that, and we're not paying for that, and we're not paying for Build Back America while you see all these Democrats retire while they get their golden parachute and sell us out. Screw you. You work for us.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And that's Todd in Tampa. And you had 60 seconds of Todd in Tampa. Now, with that being said, I'll be up north of the city today, up in Tarpon Springs and Newport Richey. And let's see, tomorrow, nope, I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. But the weekend I'll be at the gun show in Largo, so I hope to see many of you there. And, you know, if you want to find out more about the program, you can go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can send us an email over there. You can communicate with us during the show that says send your message, whatever, and it comes right in here to the switchboard, right in here to my computer that's right here in front of me, and we're able to see those messages. And to everybody that's been in the chat room tonight, thank you so very much for all the great comments that you've made. And thank you very much, Fred, down in Fort Lauderdale, for your great comments and questions. We appreciate what you have to say. And that goes for all the other people that have made comments tonight, Paul in Sacramento, California. And I appreciate that, and we will definitely be talking about that later. But in the meantime, everybody have yourself a great day today. Try to go out and be careful and be safe. And remember, this show is all about we the people. We the people. We elect the people to do the job that we expect them to do. And by God, if they don't do it, we'll get rid of them. God bless America. See you all tonight.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.